We are now joined by Ross Chastain, driver of the number 10 Colleague Racing Chevrolet. Ross, crazy couple laps there. I know this was not the way you wanted it to finish, but you also did clinch a playoff spot officially. So can you walk us through your run and the excitement you have for the playoffs?
How about that race, boys and girls? Goodness gracious, that was crazy. It was awesome.
All right. Well, we are going to just take some questions from the media for Ross. As a reminder, if you have a question, please click the participants tab and raise your hand, or you can send me a chat and we will get to you. Let's kick it off here with Bob Pocker.
Yeah, Ross, can you describe the feeling this week compared to the feeling last week? Is it the same or is it different? And if it's different, why?
You mean like, what do you mean?
I mean, you just in the way that you feel, how you feel you raced and the way that, and the way the race ended. And is the disappointment any different because of the way things worked out today versus last week?
Yeah, definitely different. Last week, I just made a high risk move to try to win, and it was a bad move. And I didn't consider everything in that split second. So definitely a bad week for me. But it was good. I got to spend time with AJ, Justin, Chris and Matt, and we all just really fellowshiped together and got through it, right? We just didn't want to let it get worse and mess up what we have, especially on the super speedways, but just as people and as friends. So we just really we spent a little time together and had a good time, and so it was tough though, because I was the one that made the mistake. So this week I still made a mistake. I let him you know, however it all went down, I just didn't make my crossover aggressive enough. I got tight initially into three on that whenever we hit, and then I got loose trying to turn underneath him. And at that point it was too late. I should have gotten that crossover, you know, 40 or 50, I don't know how many, a couple car lengths sooner, and I didn't. So that's the biggest thing I'll take away. I mean, Denny was faster, Bob, like we all knew it. I was just trying to do everything I could to put my car everywhere that he wanted his to be and not crash. And, you know, we kind of didn't almost crash, but then we did.
Thank you.
Yep. All right. We'll take our next question from Lee Spencer. Go ahead, Lee.
Thank you.
Lee, I think we lost your.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, that seems better.
Thank you. What does it do for your confidence knowing that you could race like that against, you know, the top guy in the NASCAR Cup Series, and he really had to tag your bumper to, you know, get there and you know, get the advantage on you, Ross?
Yeah, it's great. It is. It's I got out of the car smiling. I really am proud of the effort of the increase in speed in the car. And Tyler Green feeding me the right information of where Denny was, and then just driving the car. I mean, I probably hit the wall 20 times in that last run, and never compromised leading. I mean, I would give up. You know, definitely when you hit the fence, you're going to slow down, but they were all minimal mistakes, and I just put the car at a high risk spot to crash, but it was just where I needed to put it to try to go get that victory. I mean, we knew he was faster, so. Absolutely. That's why, yeah, I feel like if he wasn't in the race, we drive off and win, and that's it, you know. But if the oil doesn't go down, Chase doesn't spin out, like there's a bunch of ifs and buts and what ifs, but at the end of the day, when all the cards were on the table, like we went head-to-head with him and we challenged him for the win all the way to the white flag.
What did Chris Rice say to you after you got out of the car?
He was just pumped. He was with me a lot this week and – you know, he kept telling me, I'm not going to let you get down. I'm not going to let you get down. But I was down. I mean, I messed up last week. Bad. Really bad. And so he was just there to, you know, hand me a room temperature bottle of water and tell me it was cold and tell me it was going to be all right. And just like the bottle of water wasn't cold, you know, I know it's all's not going to be all right. We want to win. But he was just there to keep picking me up. He did a really good job this week. Because if I had handled it the way I would have, I'd have went and hid somewhere until we had to come here and just not talk to anybody. And that's not the right way to handle it.
Appreciate your time.
Yep. Thanks, Lee.
All right, Ross, I'm actually going to read you a question here from Casey Campbell. He's wondering, is Darlington the toughest track you've ever raced in your career?
It's hard to say. No, probably for me, it's any of the repaves. I really struggle at any repave track to find the limit of the grip of the tire in the car. So when they were sliding around, I guess maybe the penalty isn't as big. Like when you get loose at a repave at Texas, right? You just crash. There's no catching it. You just saw us. We slid for 20 laps at the end and were able to still finish top 10, you know, both of us. So no, the repaves are tougher for me.
All right. And we're going to take our next question from Dustin Albino. Go ahead, Dustin.
Yeah, Ross, when you're racing that hard for the win, and we've seen that other times this year too, is it fun or is it frustrating?
It's all about the circumstances. You know, Pocono, frustrating. Daytona, frustrating. But Talladega, getting pushed by my teammate, finishing second, racing for the win, right? Awesome. Here, awesome. You know, now we cut a tire down, I hit the fence coming to the checkered, we finished 14th. Not awesome. So it's very circumstantial. But no, that, like, we all watch film back and stuff. And I joked with Chris, like, please don't count how many times I hit the wall in the last 20 laps. Like, it was a lot. And, you know, I you can look back at a lot of that and I can hopefully figure out how to make a lot of those small mistakes even smaller and just try to be better. But in the moment, it's awesome. And I knew Denny was faster. I knew he wanted to enter high into one and exit two high. And I just tried to take as many of those away from him as I could. And you know, we were able to fist bump after. And, you know, it's not all good because neither one of us won. But still, at the end of the day, we think we have a certain level of respect for each other, which is awesome. I mean, he's a future, like I said, a future cup champion. He's going to win a bunch more races, and he's at the top of his game. So to be able to go head-to-head and just hold him up until coming to the white, I checked a lot of boxes in my mind, and there's a lot of room for improvement.
Thanks, Ross.
Hey, buddy.
All right, we'll take our next question from Chris Knight. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah. Hey, Ross. I was just wondering, we're going to Richmond next weekend, and it's the final doubleheader for the Xfinity Series in 2020. How do you feel about Richmond? Is it a place you feel like that you can go and get back-to-back wins and set you up for the playoff run?
I definitely think so. It's crazy to think we haven't been there yet this year, which the way it all has played out. So, you know, that's not a place that I've necessarily always excelled at. You know, out of my four races, you know, or like maybe five or six races, I probably have two that were good and another four were not that great. So, but I do, man, just the way these race cars are, I mean, we all take the same, you know, you're always trying to evolve stuff, but the same general speed week in and week out once you're on a path, and we were on the wrong path and we've changed course, and that's really hard to do at this level to get that speed back. So, I mean, same kind of speed will apply here, I think, to there. And we just got to get the balance where I can really hustle it. That was the biggest thing, was all day we had good speed. We were top five. Sometimes we were fifth. Sometimes we were second on true speed. But the balance wasn't where I could hustle it. So that's the biggest thing I try to get out of these race cars, just get them where I can hustle them. And they still have to go fast. But, like, let me be able to turn the wheel, hit the brakes at awkward points, hit the gas when I'm not supposed to, and it not do anything goofy. And then we can hopefully go race for it.
Thanks, Ross. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Chris.
All right, Ross. Well, it looks like that's all we've got for you. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us. Congratulations on the finish and the playoff spot, and we will see you at Richmond.
All right. Thanks, gang.
Thank you.